everyone, and welcome to another podcast of our series, Leading from the Library. I am so excited today to welcome on our podcast my dear friend, Martha. So Martha, I'm going to let you introduce yourself to get started.
Thank you so much, Shannon, for having me on your podcast today. I'm excited to be here. So hi, everyone. My name is Martha Bongiorno. I'm a library media specialist from Fulton County in Atlanta, Georgia. I have the unique honor of also being president-elect, soon to be president of the Georgia Library Media Association. So that's really exciting for me, exciting for Georgia, and excited to share that lens with you as well.
Yeah, I think that's so awesome. Like, you have so many great things to contribute always, but especially I think working with all of the amazing librarians and educators in Georgia, you're really lucky. So that probably brings a lot of great things to your practice.
I would definitely agree with that for sure. It's always uplifting to work with others.
Yeah, definitely. I know, I miss coming to Georgia because I always get so many ideas from all of you there. I think that's great. You know, Martha, when I watch you, not only like during this time, during the pandemic, but I've always enjoyed like seeing what you do in your library when it comes to the connections and the relationships that you have with your students. And they are so blessed to have you and so lucky to have you in the library. Your teachers are as well. And I'm sure that looked a lot different for you when you were learning virtually. But I was still amazed at all of the things that you did to just stay connected and to continue to engage with your students. And so I would love to hear about, you know, what it looked, and I know where you're at right now, but maybe even start from, you know, what it looked like last spring and into the school year.
Well, thank you for all those kind words. It definitely feels like we put our best self out online, right? So we're always sharing all the really good things. But there were some struggles for sure, just trying to get everything to work. But I think our school and our county was well suited for hybrid learning, for virtual learning, because we were one-to-one iPads already. So for our students, like, it was an easy transition. Not necessarily not having that connection of face-to-face anymore. That was a huge concern. But, you know, diving straight into using Microsoft Teams, Google things, like all the virtual settings that we've been used to for a year now, our kids have been doing previously. So for them, you know, we went out on a Friday. It's been a year now, Shannon, a year of this. This is crazy. But they went in on a Friday. We're told that we weren't coming back, and we started class again on Monday. So virtually learning, it was fine. But what we noticed was that connection piece, right? That connection was just missing. Our students were struggling trying to connect with one another, connect with their teachers. And then we had a lot of issues in terms of family being sick. We had a lot of friends being sick. And just the unknown and the worry and all of that. So we tried very hard in the library to kind of offset that by having as much fun and engaging pieces as possible. So one of the things I love the most about our students is they're not scared to voice their opinions on things, especially in middle school. They're not scared to say the things that we're all thinking. And they have such creative ideas if you just listen. Right. So one of the things that we kept doing was our school library advisory board. We have a student advisory board, which that's nothing new. You've heard about that since, you know, Andy Clemens, you know, and all of that. But we engage with those students a lot and just kind of ask, what do you need from us? And we go from there. And so we had a lot of trivia time. We kept up our lunch bunch route where we met online and just ate lunch together every day. And it was not academic focused at all. It was just chatting and having fun. And we did a lot of virtual field trips through outside sources, but also through what we called our Wanderlust Wednesday series, which was just done on a s'more. So it was self-paced going through all these different things through Google Arts and Culture, books that were related to the places we were visiting, STEM activities, and all of that. And then a lot of what I did was also cushion with teachers, so helping them navigate virtual learning and the flipped classroom approach, and how can we, you know, still push and challenge students while also recognizing the very interesting position we were in education. So that's kind of where we were a year ago. And now I feel like we're just rocking and rolling. We have a hybrid setting now, and, you know, our student library advisory board still meets. We have three that meet face-to-face, and everyone else is virtual right now. And we just kind of walk around with our iPad around the library, and we're asking, like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And they just started their own podcast, which I'm really excited about. They are completely student-run book review podcast group going on. And, you know, they started the Sunshine Club, too. So just trying to sprinkle some joy around the school. So they have virtual sticky notes they send to teachers in emails instead of doing the sticky notes on the lockers like we used to do. And, you know, they're just amazing to me. They don't let anything get to them. They'll complain for a second, and then they're like, okay, what do we do about it? Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting, like human design thinking. And they don't even know what they're doing with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just been a part of their lives and all of that. So
you're very proud of them. I would be too.
I am very proud.
They need to be like guests on here too, because I would love to hear just from them. Like, I always think it's so interesting when you talk to kids who love doing projects like, you know, the sticky notes or doing something like, I have this little group that they love to do displays in the hallway. And mm-hmm. it's always fun to think about like what those kids will do, you know, like what will these opportunities bring to kids in the future, you know, even in their careers and the paths, you know, that they'll take even as they get older. And so mm-hmm. how lucky are we to get to work with kids and, you know, get to just see how they blossom, especially during a time like this too. I think that is mm-hmm. you know, been a real challenge, but also has opened our eyes to even more opportunities that we can bring our kids in the future, which I think is so great.
Yeah. So true, Shannon.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, when you think about too, like you said something about their, like the book clubs that you have. And mm-hmm. I know for us with our book club, it was almost even easier because everybody was at home, and authors and illustrators, they were reaching out and connecting. And that's something that I see just continuing. Have you guys had luck with making those connections too with authors and illustrators when you come to your book clubs, or anything exciting that you're doing that's different?
Yeah, I would say that connecting is a lot easier. I feel like that keyword of connection keeps coming up. And I think authors and illustrators are missing being in buildings with students just as much as we miss having them in the building. So it is a lot easier to connect now. I'm interested to see how this will translate in the future. One of the things that's popped up with the pandemic is authors coming together and doing kind of like a group chat, which I thought is really interesting because you get all these different perspectives from authors on themes or different societal things that are going on and things like that. So being virtual, we can just promote that from the library and say, hey, they're meeting at 7:00. Do you want to join us? You know, hop on or whatever. But as far as book clubs, like publishers, authors, illustrators, they just opened their arms up to make sure that kids have access to as much as possible right now, which is great.
Yes, I think that is so exciting. And, you know, mm-hmm. I think about too, what that opened, the doors it opened for our teachers and the possibilities. And you mentioned, you know, that collaboration and instructional partnerships too, and making sense of all this and coming together. And so what has that looked like for you with your teachers, especially when, you know, we were virtual? That I don't think I've ever collaborated so much in my life, you know, virtual in person. And what does that look like for you now when it comes to these things?
Literally zero sleep. That's what that looks like. You know, like, I feel like, you know, since March of last year, it's been 24/7, and not in a negative way at all. It's just, it has allowed everyone to connect no matter what. So it's also kind of, it's been a good thing in terms of, especially our reluctant teachers to reach out. You know, the very excited teachers will continue being excited, and they continue to reach out to collaborate on a lot of different projects and stuff, like, especially since our county moved from Google to Microsoft. So a lot of what I've been doing is, how do we transfer all of these, like, project-based things that we do on Google through Microsoft and stuff? So that's been an interesting transition in itself. But our reluctant teachers, that's been eye-opening to me, because they're trying to find ways of staying motivated as well. So that's great for me to be able to come in and say, well, have you thought about doing this with your content? Like, we just started using Adobe Spark with our eighth grade science teachers on how to do science fair in a virtual setting. Like, instead of doing a trifold board with their science experiments and stuff, like, how can we do that in a virtual setting? So we used Adobe Spark posters for that, which I thought was a really unique way of trying to do our science fair in a virtual setting. So, you know, little things like that, that to us, we use these tools like all the time, but for a teacher, it's like eye-opening to them. Like, oh my goodness, I've never thought about using it this way. So that's really cool. I love being in PLCs. And, you know, I think there's this spectrum of collaboration, right? Like, I see you, Shannon, you're always like really into it with the makerspace stuff and the Ozobots and like virtual field trips and stuff. And I think that's amazing. I also think it's really important to remember the little collaborative pieces that go into your daily life as a librarian. Like, I work with a lot of new media specialists being in GLMA, and they see these big projects and think they have to do that, like, all the time. And just solely being in a professional learning community, like a PLC, planning, and you're like, oh, have you thought about this? Or, I have that resource for you. You know, trying to make their lives easier or think from a different perspective and dig deeper into the content, I think, is really important too. So it's kind of been like the spectrum of big projects. How can we take our Long Walk to Water project online this year, versus what are the daily things that I can do to take off your plate? What Nearpod lesson can I create for you to make this interactive, or, you know, like, this little thing? So,
yeah, I think that's been a huge, like, kind of aha, I think, for our teachers and just myself, is, you know, like, when they come to us and say, you know, like, Friday is the last day before our spring break, and, you know, even offering like, hey, do you want me to come in and set up a virtual stick together board, or, you know, something that is just takes something, like you said, off of their plate and gives, I think, just that creativity and a fun way for our kids to connect. But it's those little things and the big things, I think, that truly are going to be what we remember, you know, through all this.
I love that you just mentioned that stick together board, because it just makes me remember this lesson that we just did and how we translated our speed dating with a book to a virtual book setting this year. Everyone's doing those virtual classrooms now, and that's been the best, most fun activity that we've done with students probably all year. And it wasn't too difficult for me, because I just, 8 o'clock at night, I just like creating it. It gets my mind off all the crazy, right? But doing virtual book tastings, doing speed dating with a book in that virtual classroom setting, going back to things being easier now, I can just send out a Microsoft meeting link to all of our sixth grade ELA classes or all of our eighth grade ELA classes all at the same time. And now these classes can connect all together at the exact same time, Whereas that would have taken me a week last year to have classes come and rotate in and things like that. And publishers allowing some things to be open access right now, you know, and things like that has transformed the way that we do those types of things.
Yeah, I think that is something that I hope continues forever. We've looked at things. I've had so many huge ahas when it's come to just giving kids, you know, a way to be engaged and giving them something where they can have a voice and choice and really sink into that collaboration. So it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be so good too to keep following you and all the great work you did and through all this, but that you continue to do. Like, you're just amazing. And I'm so happy that you were part of our podcast series. You want to tell people too how to find you online for those who maybe don't follow you yet? You surely want to follow Martha.
Oh, thanks, Shannon. Yes, I love connecting through social media. I'm in an open book. Shannon can tell you I never hide anything. So if you ever have a question or want to collaborate, I'd love to chat. You can reach me on Twitter at MRS_BONGI, Miss Liz _Bongi. I'm the same on Instagram, and I do have a middle grades oriented blog called Discovering the Remarkable that I post all my resources to. So anytime you want to connect, I'm here.
You're amazing, my friend. So thank you so much. And thank you to all of our listeners. We can't wait for you to join us again and check out our series one and this series number two of Leading from the Library. And I'm so thankful that all of you joined us, and a big thanks to our sponsors, Follett. So I will talk to you soon, Martha, and I can't wait to see you, and take care, everyone.
Thanks so much, Shannon. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for the Future Ready Librarian podcast, Leading from the Library. I would like to also thank our sponsor, Follett Learning, for their amazing continued support.